What's your reputation? Kind? Generous? Shy? Rick Robertson says it would be wonderful to have the reputation of being someone who did things that were right in God's eyes. Of course, our best example of that is Jesus. And in the article in The Stand called A Soul Refreshing Rain, Rick helps us see how Jesus' attributes can change our daily lives. Visit afa.net/thestand and read A Soul Refreshing Rain today. afa.net/thestand.
It's First Time Caller Day on Trivia Friday. The number to call with your question or your answer to a question is 888-589-8840.
It is First Time Callers, so start lining up, folks. If you've never been on the show with us, today could be your day.
So First Time Callers only today. Now we're going to ask three questions each.
The quack of a duck does not produce an echo. Is that true or false?
That falls under the category of it's just wrong.
Welcome to Learning University Trivia Friday. JJ Jasper here, along with Kendra White.
Good morning, Kendra. Hello, good morning.
And Jonathan, good to have you here, Jonathan Coker.
Thanks.
Well, the other part of our professors, now, which one is incarcerated and which one is...
We can't publicly say that, I don't think.
Labor Day. No, Tim and Ed are both out, and so Tim's usually the one to introduce everybody when he gets to me. I try to be faithful and have a dad joke, so I don't want to disappoint. Guys, a little bit of a sad story. The man who invented Tupperware just passed away, and they're having to postpone his funeral because they haven't been able to find the right size lid for his casket. So be thinking about the family. If they'll just look in the other drawer, you know, it's going to be there.
It's there. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, Kendra, we're so glad to have you. You're not exactly a newbie. You've been on a handful of times.
But I rarely get to be with you, and I'm honored to be in the room with such a wonderful comedian. By the way, people have been shouting your name. I hear you just went to an event. A dear friend who was on the program that I'm on, at AFR, Hannah's Heart, named Megan, said, JJ came in. He was hilarious.
Megan came up, and we were talking about how sweet you are. Last night, I was privileged to be at the Panola County Baptist Association rally in Pope, Mississippi. A little shout out to Jimmy Thornhill. Sat with Jimmy and his wife and daughter, and Brother Keith. Sammy and his wife talked about how much they love AFR. Pam, Justin was there. He's a veterinarian. He had his two teenage sons. And I brought my pastor, Brian Sansing. I brought him for show and tell. I did stand-up comedy, and he did the devotion. So it was a great night. I asked how many listen to AFR. Probably 80% of the people raised their hands. Our listeners are the best.
That's amazing.
Absolutely.
Well, Jonathan, this is the third time for you to be on Learning University.
Yeah, third or fourth, maybe fifth. I can't remember.
You can bring him an apple. That's a good way to get the new professor on your
I'll keep that in mind.
Hey, and Jonathan is a station manager. He's a behind-the-scenes guy, engineer, and so pray
he doesn't
for John-
talk much.
Pray for Jonathan because he's not comfortable on this side of the mic, but I've listened whenever I was traveling. You do a great job. Mm-hmm. Well, the way we do this show, we give you trivia questions, and we ask you to ask us questions
we
as
learn
well.
You and you learn us.
That's right. And so when you call, we want you to answer some of our trivia questions, ask some. And one of these particular questions is very significant. Kendra, tell us about it.
The mystery question, friends. One of the original nine questions that we will have. If you answer it correctly, you will hear this sound.
Ah, the beloved cowbell.
For some.
And what do you win when you hear that?
Well, it used to be a Trivia Friday t-shirt, but now it has moved. I don't have it out here.
It's right
you're
there.
Watching. Oh, right here. Some swag, if you're watching. I'm holding up the new AFR hat, cap. What do y'all call it?
Yeah, that's right. Like a trucker hat or a baseball cap. Mm-hmm. Hey, those really are nice.
Yeah, they are.
Kendra talked about watching. Jonathan, how can people watch?
They can watch online at our website or streaming.afa.net. Also on Facebook and YouTube.
Yeah.
And if you don't get the mystery question, you can still go buy this, right? So that you can represent AFR in your community.
It's at the store.
Resources.afa.net.
DVDs, books. There are a lot of good things. There are shirts and things. Now, earlier you mentioned Hannah's Heart. Tell our listeners when they can listen on the weekends.
Thank you. Yes, we air twice on Saturday, 5 p.m. is probably when you're awake when we air. But if not, you can catch us on social media or the AFA stream. We're on Facebook and YouTube. And we're a show for couples who are struggling with infertility or miscarriage. If God is building your family in a different and unique way, we just want to encourage you that you can cling to Christ. He is enough. And there are other people, too, that will encourage you on your journey.
Excellent. Amen. Excellent show. Yes. And Hannah's Heart, that was intentional. You remember that story in the Bible with Hannah and Samuel. And so Hannah's Heart, check that out. Well, guys, let's get started. The number to call, 888-589-8840 to be on the show. Remember, this is first-time caller show. If you've called a bunch of times, but you've never got on, you can still call. But if you've ever been on the show before, please wait and let some new people, brand new people, get through. The number to call, 888-589-8840, 888-589-8840 to be on Trivia Friday, Learning University. Well, let's go ladies first.
Okay.
If you'll share your questions, and Jonathan, and then I will.
I've been attempting to do my research. I know it's a holiday weekend, but I'm going to have you use a little bit of your brain on this one. Here's a riddle. A ship sank, and every single person on board died. There were also 22 survivors. How is this possible? I'll say that one more time. It's a little tricky. You know, these every word is important. A ship sank and every single person on board died, but there were also 22 survivors. How is this possible? Question number two. Many of the Bible's early transcripts were written on a paper-like substance that was made from a reed in Africa. Both the reed and the paper-like substance, what are they called?
Good question.
Wow.
Quick shout out on that one. We AFA just released a product called Activate. It's biblical worldview training for every believer. And I am working on an Activate Kids right now. And this is some of my research for that.
Okay.
And they're learning about how the Bible was put together so that families can do this apologetic course together. So more on that.
That's good.
Yeah. And one more question. I'm going to say, according to the internet, most sources seem to say that Michael Landon, the actor, producer, he wrote for Bonanza, but then he later took some of those scripts and repurposed them for what other television show?
Good trivia.
Yeah.
Jonathan?
All right, so I've got a couple of radio questions since you are listening to us right now on the radio. And by the way, if you are listening to us on the radio, but you have friends and family that can't, you can tell them about our app where we stream our radio 24/7. That is the AFR app. You can search in the App Store. Just search for American Family Radio.
It's a nice backup, even if you have the radio and you switch to go in the house.
That's right.
And it's a free app, and we hear from people not just in the U.S. We hear from people around the world that are listening.
So that's right.
You got missionary friends. You have people that you used to go to church with. Oh, I can't listen to AFR anymore because I moved to this town that doesn't have an AFR radio station. Get that free app. Good plug, John. Jonathan.
All right. So here's my first question. In the radio world, what does FM stand for?
Good question.
In the radio world, what does FM stand for? Another radio question. What is the longest running radio broadcast in U.S. history?
Wow.
What is the longest running radio broadcast in U.S. history? Third question is a true false. Camels once roam free in the United States. Is that true or
false? I hope so.
Wow.
Camels once roam free in the United States. Is that true or false?
Here's what I've got. Start off with a Bible question. Where is this verse found? As iron sharpens iron, so one man sharpens another. As iron sharpens iron, so one man sharpens another. Where's that found in the Bible? Second question. Ford introduced the iconic Mustang in the mid-60s. Which car did Chevrolet design in 1966 to directly compete with the Mustang?
Mm.
So Ford came out with the Mustang, huge hit immediately. Chevy scrambled and said, we need to come up with a car to directly compete with the Mustang. What was the name of that car for you car folks? Third question, true or false? In the Maldives, they've opened the world's first underwater hotel. Is that true or false?
I forgot to do that on
mine. In the Maldives, there it's a little rough on your larynx, so you'd be glad you don't do that. In the Maldives, they've opened up the world's first underwater hotel.
That's amazing.
True or false? Well, let's go ahead and get started. Again, the number to call, 888-589-8840. And Jonathan, who's up first?
All right, we've got Orban in Texas. Orban, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Good morning, gentlemen. Sure is good to be on here, and I want to explain something. Cindy got me in because I was on last week, but she couldn't get me in, so I'm not a first-time caller.
He's a truth teller,
though,
isn't
right.
he?
That's right.
We'll let you pass this time.
Good.
You were told last week that we'd make room for you.
Right. So hey, Orban, ask, answer, or do both, sir.
Okay, let's try both.
Which one you want to answer?
Being a ham radio operator, my call letter is a KL7XP. I'd like to try the FM.
Get the question again, Jonathan.
All right, Orban, here it is. In the radio world, what does FM stand for?
FM stands in the radio world for frequency modulation.
That is
nice.
Correct.
Nice. Hey, way to get us started. Orban, do you know why they came up with that name, ham radio?
You know, I've heard different explanations, but I'm not real, real sure. I just sent it to you in Morse code.
There you go. There you go. Morse code, they would take their hand and they would bang on the counter on the little desk there. They'd bang on it and bang out Morse code, and they'd go, those ham-fisted guys sending Morse code on the airwaves, and they said, we're saying ham-fisted. And then that's how they got the nickname Ham Radio. Hey, Orban, what's your question for us?
Okay. I'm going to ask you a question. You probably know it. Anybody has anything to do with horses has a chance at this question. I looked this up, and it's supposed to be true. I hope it is. What is the age limit for a person to own a registered brand, you know, like a livestock brand? What is the age limit?
That's an interesting question. I didn't know there was an age limit.
Either.
When he said age, I thought he was going to say the age for a standard horse in the Kentucky Derby or something, you know, those two-year-olds and three-year-olds. But an age limit to own livestock? Well, I'm going to just say 16 years old. I'm going to throw something out there.
I'll say 18. That's a guess.
I'm going to say there isn't one that you can gift it to your infant baby.
16, 18, or no limit. What say you, Orban?
Okay, let me make sure you understood the question. I was talking about to own the brand, not the livestock, but the brand to put on the livestock. Is that what you were talking about?
Oh, the brand?
Oh, wow.
You mean like Lazy Susan or something?
Yes, sir.
Oh, I'm going to still go to 16.
Okay. I don't know. You have to teach us something.
All right, what's the answer?
Okay, the answer is, as far as my knowledge goes, there is none. You can get your parent or a guardian to sign for you. You don't have to have a certain age.
Okay.
All right, great. Great question. All right, buddy, have a good one there in Texas. Have a great Labor Day weekend. Let's go now to, I think, Sarah in Iowa. Hello, Sarah.
Hello.
How are you?
How are you? I'm great. Thanks for getting me in.
Yes, ma'am. Do you guys have big Labor Day weekend plans?
Not big. We had a painter one time. We asked him if he was going to paint on Labor Day, and he said, well, that's for organized labor. and I'm unorganized, so I'm going to work. But no, it's usually, we may have our family that's local come over for hamburgers, but
that's always good.
A little staycation.
Yeah,
that's nice. That's good. What we're doing as well. Well, Sarah, do you want to ask, answer, or do both?
I'd like to do both.
Which one you want to answer?
The one about what the Bible is written on.
Okay. Yes, so many of the Bible's early transcripts are written on a paper-like substance made from a reed in Africa. Both the reed and the paper-like substance are called what?
Is it papyrus?
You are correct.
Yeah. Nicely done.
Great.
And those of you that are expecting, you're always looking for the just right name.
There's papyrus.
Little papyrus.
Yeah. Nothing you can really rhyme with it. The kids on the playground aren't going to make fun. So, yeah, it just rolls off your tongue.
But interesting enough, this substance has held up so well over time. And what a beautiful thing that the Lord used to preserve his word
right.
for us.
Yes.
Yeah. And who knew that the sugars in this reed were going to preserve so well so that today we can feel with confidence that we have the authoritative word of God.
Jeff Shambly and I were talking about how when Jeff Shambly and Fred Jackson and another employee, and we were in Israel, and we got a private tour in the Museum of the Bible, and we actually got to see pages of Isaiah. The real pages made
from the Dead Sea Scrolls.
And you talk about sending chills and thinking about how long it was preserved and how it was, how reliable God's word is. And the promises are yes and amen. But those that substance, that paper that, that he used. Hey, nicely done, Sarah. What's your question for us?
Well, I'm kind of sad that Ed's not there because he's been doing the presidential questions, but I wondered if you knew where was Ronald Reagan's first job west of the Mississippi?
West of the Mississippi.
What was his first job west of the Mississippi?
Yeah, where was it?
Where? I know he was in radio, and he was a big athlete, and then, of course, Hollywood, an actor. We're stumped. What's the answer?
Well, a lot of people think it was Des Moines, because he was a big radio name in Des Moines. But we live just outside Davenport, Iowa, in the country, and his first job was in a little radio station called WOC in Davenport, Iowa.
So, wow. That's some good presidential history, and you're right. Ed, he would have liked that because here for the last few weeks he's been giving presidential things leading up to this election.
That's right.
Hey, thanks, Sarah. Have a wonderful Labor Day weekend. Thank you for listening there in Iowa. All right, Kendra, where do we go next?
We're going to Angela. Angela, tell us where you're calling from.
From Virginia.
Oh, wonderful. What part?
We're actually about 30 miles south of D.C., so we're right at the tip of Fairfax County and Prince William County.
Yeah, if you're 35 miles from D.C., then they're listening to our call right now. You need to know that, Angela.
You are
well,
being
you
learned.
Know what? In theory, you would think so, but the closer you get to D.C., the quicker they jam the station, so I'm very grateful for the app.
Yeah. Well, hey, do you want to ask, answer, or do both?
I would love to do both.
All right. Which one you want to answer?
Okay. This is a bit of a stretch, but I would like to try the longest running radio program one.
Okay. Here it is. What is the longest running radio broadcast in U.S. history? What's your answer?
Oh, goodness. Okay. So I might not get this right then. I didn't catch the U.S. part. I want to say that the longest running one in U.S. might be the Grand Ole Opry.
But
if it was over, was that right?
That is correct.
Hey, good. Wow, Angela.
I was overthinking it.
That's good.
Impressive.
Very
what
impressive.
I looked up, it said it first aired on November the 28th, 1925 was the first airing of the Grand Ole Opry, and it's been going ever since.
Wow.
Yeah. So.
That is great.
Woo.
Well, way to go, Angela. What's your question for us?
Okay, I honestly don't, I can't verify that this question is true, but I thought it was so cute, I wanted to ask. So, according to my sources, what is the longest movie ever made?
The longest movie ever made in terms of duration, huh?
Oh, let's see. I'm going to say it was the Charlton Heston.
Oh, yeah. Not the Ten Commandments.
Oh, wait. No, I'm going to change mine because I'm going to say Gone with the Wind.
It sure was longer for me to watch.
I started watching that 1 month.
And, still going.
Yeah, and I said, you know what? I better get back to work. I was 2 week vacation.
You're probably right, but I was also thinking about what is that? The greatest story ever told. It's got all kinds.
Well,
of
we can all pick a different one. I'm going to go with Gone with the Wind.
Gone with the Wind is the longest one that I've watched.
And then I think the title of that movie is The Greatest Story Ever Told. I think.
Okay, what's the answer, Angela?
Okay, well, the answer, according to my sources, is a movie that lasted for 85 hours, and it was called The Cure for Insomnia.
Oh, goodness. The irony.
I love every element of that question and answer. you know what you remind me of? I've been to India twice, and there's a popular game over in that part of the country called cricket. It lasts for days. They stop and have tea a couple of times.
Oh, my word.
They stop and eat lunch. It's like a baseball game, but they stop and eat lunch, and it lasts for days. And I think, what are you people doing for a job? How do you say, we're going to be at the baseball stadium, or we're going to be at the cricket stadium, we're going to be there 2 or 3 days, depending on how many innings and how long it lasts. But that's the typical length of a cricket game. How in the world do you, budget for that?
Look, pro tip, if you take your family to go see that movie, get the refillable popcorn free.
Thank you,
Kendra. You're going to need it.
Hey, you made us smile, Angela. Thank you so much for your love, your prayers, your support for AFA and AFR. Have a great Labor Day weekend.
Next up, we're going to go to Brian. Brian from Tennessee. Welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hey, y'all.
Hi, Brian.
How's everybody?
We're blessed. What part of Tennessee?
Chattanooga.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh, I love
Beautiful.
That city.
Right there, you're up at the rim, and you start looking down in the bowl there. Beautiful Chattanooga, especially at night. Well, Brian, ask, answer, or do both, sir?
Both.
Which one you feel confident about?
The Mustang.
Oh, here we go. Yeah, Ford introduced the Mustang, which became just an iconic. In the mid-60s, Ford introduced the Mustang. Which car did Chevrolet design in 1966 to directly compete with the Mustang?
Was it the Camaro?
Hey! Yay! Not only was it the Camaro, you just won something. You know what that cowbell was all about, buddy?
That's the, bonus question.
Yeah,
that's
the mystery question. You just won yourself a nice AFR baseball cap. So please stay on the line so they can get your address to send that to you. But now, are you a car guy? Did you ever have a Camaro?
I had a friend that had one, but I just kind of guessed on that answer.
That was a good guess. Now, Jonathan is a car guy. I am somewhat. And I'm going to say one of the best years for cars in general, especially for muscle cars, 1969. And the 1969 Camaro was such clean lines, so beautiful. Which all of them, the Chevelle, the, all the cars, Corvette, everything, 1969. But instead of just me just saying that's my opinion, the body style was so awesome. The new Camaros that are out right now, that's the 1969 body.
That's
they
right.
copied that, and they said, who are we kidding?
You
can't make it any better. So the cars you see out today running around, the Camaros, and same thing with the Dodge Challenger, the Dodge Charger, those are 1969 body styles. So, Camaro, boy, that was an amazing car. So was the Mustang. So good guess.
Well done.
What's your question for us, Brian?
All right. This is a train question. How long does it take a 1-mile-long train going 60 miles per hour to go through a mile-long tunnel?
Are you a teacher? Because I hated those questions when I was in class. My brain's starting to hurt, and I'm getting a little bit of sweat popping on my, somebody's going north, and they left at this time, and the other one's going south. Hey, do you guys know what the answer?
I don't.
I'm going to guess an hour.
All right. Hey, what's the answer?
2 minutes.
Really? Hey, Brian, thank you for that.
Hey, stay on the line.
Yeah, stay on the line.
Yeah.
Make sure you stay on the line so we can get your information for your special AFR hat.
Have a great weekend. Thank you for listening, and you won yourself a nice cap, Brian. All right, we're going to be back with more. We're going to take a little break, and we have got Elijah and Chris and Rhett and Kenneth and Rick. Whole lot of men there. Ladies, we need to hear from you. 888-589-8840. And it's First Time Caller on Trivia Friday, Learning University. We'll be right back.
If ending babies' lives in their mothers' wombs isn't heartbreaking enough, the Biden-Harris administration punishes those who protect life, including up to 10 years in jail. And in a shocking stance, the Dems' VP nominee, Walz, supports infanticide, meaning the death of newborns. When will this madness end? Preborn's network of clinics is positioned in the highest abortion areas in the country, on standby to protect and love mothers facing unplanned pregnancies. By introducing a woman to her baby through ultrasound and showering her with God's love, her baby's chance at life doubles. But they can't do it without our help. If you're pro-life, please consider a donation of any size to support the mission of Preborn. All gifts are tax deductible and will help to defend the defenseless. One ultrasound is just $28, or five ultrasounds are $140. $5,000 will sponsor ultrasounds for Preborn's entire network for a day. To donate securely, dial #250 and say the keyword baby. That's #250, baby. Or go to preborn.com. That's preborn.com/AFR. That's preborn.com/AFR.
To Learning University Trivia Friday, nice little theme song of I Love Lucy, I think what it is. Or Leave it to Beaver. I can't keep all those things straight.
I Love Lucy got a lot more adventurous.
A lot more Western sounding. Yeah. Hey, here's the number to call, 888-589-8840. And it's first-time caller, so those of you that have said, I've been trying for a couple of years, and the phone rings and rings, I'm never able to get through. If you've never been on the program, then this is the show for you. It's first-time callers only. So if you've ever been on the program, not that you've tried to get on, but if you've ever actually been on before, please wait and allow someone else to get through. But we got three professors, Tim Wildman, Ed Vitagliano are out. So Kendra White, Jonathan Coker, some visiting professors. Guys, let's reset our questions because we're going to have to add a few. And Kendra, if you'll go first, ladies first, and then come around this way.
Okay, starting off with a little brain teaser here. A ship sank and every single person on board died. But there were also 22 survivors. How was this possible? Also, Michael Landon wrote for the show Bonanza, but he later reused some of those same scripts that he'd been working on another show. What show was it? And I will add one more question. What does it mean to crumb coat a cake? What does it mean? Jonathan just looked like.
Yeah.
That's how I felt about the Camaro question.
Okay. Okay. Well, now I know how you feel.
What does it mean to crumb coat a cake?
Yeah, well, that was your gang name, wasn't it?
I'm crumb coat.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, crumb coat.
Yeah. All right, so here are my questions. I had a couple that's been answered, so I'm going to have to add a couple. My first one now is that true?
Come on. Yes, sir.
Okay, I'll work on it. Camels once roamed free in the United States. Is that true or false? Here's my second question. Which U.S. president is estimated to have the highest IQ?
Wow.
Which U.S. president is estimated to have the highest IQ?
But enough about Jimmy Carter.
Yeah. All right, so last question, a Bible question. In Job chapter 5, who does wrath kill? In Job chapter 5, who does wrath kill?
Good questions. Here's what I've got. First question from the Bible. As iron sharpens iron, so one man sharpens another. Where is that in the Bible? Second question, true or false? In the Maldives, they've opened the world's first underwater hotel. Is that true or false? Third question, I'm going to add one. You guys are going to have to help me with this. The element things across the top of the blackboard, across the top of the whiteboard. What is that? The
periodic table.
Periodic table. Mm-hmm. I always have a hard time saying that. From the periodic table, what is the symbol for iron? That's my question. What is the symbol for iron?
Good question.
All right, let's go to the phones. Elijah from looks like Kentucky.
Yeah.
Hey, Elijah.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, buddy. What part of Kentucky?
Lexington.
Woo-hoo!
That's what we're talking about.
That's about 30 minutes from where I grew up. And, Elijah, do you like the soft drink Ale 81?
Absolutely, the best.
All right, we can still be friends.
Yeah, and hey, Kendra is a graduate from
Asbury University in Wilmore.
And didn't you go to what am I looking for? There in Go Big Blue.
Oh, UK?
UK.
No, but I've been cheering for him.
That's right. Well, listen, do you want to – hey, I love that accent, by the way, Elijah. May we ask where you're from originally?
Yes, sir. My mother was from Greece and my father from Louisiana, and I speak French and Greek.
Well,
oh, my goodness.
Great. Well, you got a wonderful accent. You want to ask
– Thank you.
And probably your palate. You could probably eat anything that crawls or flies or. Hey, what?
I don't know, but
he likes Ale 81, so I trust the man.
Yeah, he likes it. He likes alligator pizza, you know, from Greece and Louisiana.
With some olives on it.
I eat a lot of crawfish.
There you go. Yes, sir. Hey, you want to ask, answer, or do both, sir?
I do both, please.
Which one do you want to answer?
About the camel.
Here we go.
Okay, all right, here it is. Camels once roamed free in the United States. Is that true or false?
That is true, sir.
That is 100% true.
Wow.
No. Where?
Yeah, so back in the 1800s, the Army had, I forgot the number, but they had a certain amount of camels brought into Texas because they thought that they would do well in the desert frontier of exploring Texas. Some of them escaped.
Oh, my word.
And lived free and roamed free on the Texas plains. And the last recorded sighting of a feral camel in Texas was in 1941.
What?
So they lasted for a long time.
Elijah, did you know that or did you have to research that?
No, ma'am. I knew that.
Right.
What?
Oh, that's great. Hey, Elijah, what's your question for us?
What are the two languages you read them and write them from right to left?
From right to left would be Hebrew.
Hebrew
is one.
And do they do that in with Chinese or Japanese? It seems like Japanese is from right
That's
to left.
Question. I couldn't tell you.
Let's go. I'm going to say Hebrew and Japanese. Jonathan.
Hebrew and Arabic.
Hebrew
and Arabic.
They are very.
Yeah, and Bible languages.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Hey, Elijah, thank you for listening to AFR. God bless you. Have a wonderful Labor Day weekend.
Jonathan, I can't get over camels
roaming
in Texas. I'm thinking about Home on the Range song.
Yeah.
Where the camels gallop and play.
Well, and see, Jonathan is a serious hunter, and the very first thing that came to his mind is where can you get, you know, a tag to go camel hunt.
There you go.
Yeah.
Texas is your place.
Yeah. Here's an 8-point, but let me show you in this next room what I'm really most proud of.
This
that thing
got
come out of there. Yeah, that's right. I said, is that a one hump or two? What's he score on the Crockett? All right, let's go back to the phones where Rick is in camel country. Rick's calling from Texas. Hello, Rick.
Hey, what's going on?
Had you ever heard that camels roamed freely in Texas for a minute?
Now I got two or three of them roaming in my yard right now.
you're our kind of guy.
Yeah.
Hey, do they taste like chicken? I'm just asking for a friend.
No, they don't smell like fish.
Okay.
I ain't never tasted one, though.
Yeah. Hey, Rick, you want to ask, answer, or do both, sir?
Well, let's do both.
Which one you feel good about?
Well, about the iron sharpening iron.
Here's the question. As iron sharpens iron, so one man sharpens another. Where's that found in the Bible, Rick?
It's found in Proverbs 27:17.
Yes, sir.
Good
yes,
job.
Sir. And boy, that a preach right there, how we need each other. We need the accountability. We need to encourage and inspire each other. Again, as iron sharpens iron, so one man or one person sharpens another. Proverbs 27:17. Rick, thanks for knowing the Word, for getting in the Word of God, allowing the Word to get in you. Thanks for reading your Bible. Hey, what's your question for us?
All right. I got a question for you. What do they put inside a cow to collect all the foreign objects that they eat?
What do they put inside a cow?
Inside a cow. They'll feed them something. They'll put it down their throat, and it stays in their stomach to collect all these. Cows will eat anything. They'll pick up anything, eat anything.
Okay, so I know humans eat charcoal a lot of times if they've had poison, and that's supposed to collect
right.
a lot of things. Could you give a cow a piece of charcoal?
Well, cows have several stomachs. A lot of people don't realize that, but they have several stomachs, and they'll actually, when they eat, they can transfer it from one stomach to another, and you hear them chewing their cud.
Uh-huh.
They can kind of go back and snack on something that they ate earlier in the day.
Huh.
But I've never heard about that. But Kendra, I think you maybe
I'm gonna go
honest.
A lump of charcoal.
Yeah, let's go with charcoal because if you think you've got poison, you can eat a little charcoal and just keep on going. So, hey, we're gonna follow Kendra's lead, Rick, and say charcoal.
No. What it is, see, my brother used to work in an old packing plant, and they give him a, it's like a capsule, but it's a magnet, and it collects all the nails and metal and whatever they eat, and it'll keep it in one spot. And he used to, when you cut them open, that thing would be in there.
Really?
I mean, it ain't like it's going to be a big old ball of it, you know, but... It'll be whatever metal they eat, it'll collect it and stick to the magnet and won't go through.
Rick, did you say this is your brother-in-law?
My brother, my oldest brother.
Your oldest brother. Has he ever offered to take you on a snipe hunt? Because he may be pulling your leg. I've never heard of putting
a magnet
in a cow's stomach. He may have been pranking you. But hey, look, buddy, thank you for listening to AFR. God bless you. Have a great Labor Day weekend. Where do we go next, Kendra?
We're going to go to Chris. Chris, tell us where you're calling from.
Hey, I'm calling from Arkansas.
All right. And you have big plans this weekend to celebrate?
No. Rick, stay home.
Hey, Rick, what part of Arkansas?
I am from Walnut Ridge, which is in between Memphis and Little Rock.
Okay. Well, listen, if you got friends up around Batesville, Arkansas, I'm going to be speaking at the Pregnancy Resource Center, October the 3rd, Batesville, Arkansas. And if you know anybody up in that part of the country, let them know that that's going on. And everybody's invited. Wonderful Pregnancy Resource Center there. Well, Chris, you want to ask, answer, or do both?
Well, I want to do both. But before I start, can I just praise God for just a minute?
Amen. Yes, sir.
We can't stop you doing that.
That's right.
So I want to let you know, nearly at this exact time, 5 years ago, we had our 8-year-old daughter in the emergency room, and they come and told us she had a brain tumor.
Oh.
And that was this time 5 years ago, nearly this time, exact moment 5 years ago is when they told us she has went through 3 years of chemotherapy. She's went through radiation. She's had like 9 brain surgeries. She's at St. Jude. She's a patient at St. Jude, but God has led us there at the perfect time because she took the last second to the last spot on a targeted experimental drug that they developed at St. Jude. They have told us that she has responded better than anybody that's ever been on this. And she is their spokesperson for this medicine.
Wow.
Wow.
Amen.
Thank you, awesome? Lord. Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Her tumor was in her brain stem, and it was the size of a lemon. It has now shrunk nearly in half. She went from last year, she was in a wheelchair. She couldn't talk. She couldn't feed herself. She couldn't walk. Today, she is an eighth grader, and she is going to school. It's amazing. Wow. If you've seen her, you would not even realize what she went through.
Hey, Chris, what's her first name?
Her name is Olivia.
What a powerful testimony. What a mighty God we serve.
Amen.
And
For five years, God has never changed. He's never let us down.
Well, let me tell you, she might start off as the spokesperson for this medicine, but the Lord's going to use her as a spokesperson for his kingdom.
That's right. Hey, St. Jude, what a wonderful place.
Absolutely. Our prayer is that if one person gets saved,
Amen.
And comes to Christ because of her story, it's all worth it.
Chris, you said it's still very, very small, but it hasn't completely dissolved, correct?
It's right. We were told when they found it, it's a very slow growing type of tumor. It's made of brain cells. 2 years ago, we had some scans done at St. Jude, and it had spread to her spine. Mm. And we were kind of in a crunch because she had already finished her radiation, and we were kind of pressed. And they said, you know, there's a couple chemos we can do that's going to be real hard on her body. They said, but we're finishing up the first trial of this chemo drug that we've made, and we've got two spots left. And we said, we'll take it. And it's an oral chemo she takes every day, and she is doing, I mean, her tumor's in half.
Wonderful.
It's astounding. She was in their scientific journal for the year.
Wow.
It is amazing what God can do.
Yeah. Hey, Chris, we're going to ask our listeners to be praying for Olivia. Pray for her for that just completely to go away. Mm-hmm. The great physician. Mm-hmm. And we're thankful for medicine and doctors, but he can reach down with his little finger and make the rest of that tumor go completely away. And that's how we're praying in Jesus' name for Olivia. Chris, ask, answer, or do both, sir?
I want to do both, and I want to answer the one about the sinking ship.
Okay. The riddle goes, a ship sank and every single person on board died. But there were also 22 survivors. How is this possible?
It was their family.
All right, explain.
Well, if somebody dies, their family are the survivors. The husbands, the wives, the children.
Nope, that's not the answer to this riddle. These are actually people who were on the ship survived.
All right.
22 survivors.
Hey,
you might help somebody else.
What's your question for us, Chris?
Okay, so we're in an election year. Things are crazy. Who is the only person to ever be president but was never elected?
President Ford, I think.
I think that's right.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
He
was never elected vice president or president. He took Spiro Agnew's place.
Yeah. And here's the deal. This one is up for election right now. She was appointed. She was recently installed. She ain't never been elected for nothing. And she was first time she run for president in 2020, she didn't even get 1% of the vote. They voted her out of there. She didn't even make the first round. They said, we don't like that cackle. And you got all these word salads. We don't think you'd be a good president. So now she ain't never been elected for nothing, and she's running for president, and we'll just see how all that goes.
Terrifying.
that's
what's scary.
Thank you, Chris. And have a great weekend.
Good.
Boy, what a wonderful testimony about Olivia. Where do we go now, Jonathan?
We're going to go to Rhett, who is calling from Oklahoma. Rhett, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Good morning, guys.
How are you, Rhett?
I'm great. JJ.
What part of Oklahoma?
Lone Grove, Oklahoma. Go Longhorns.
There you go. Yes, sir. Hey, you want to ask, answer, or do both?
I want to do both. I'd like to answer the riddle.
There we go.
Okay. Second try at the riddle. Okay. A ship sank and every single person on board died, but there were also 22 survivors. How is that possible?
There were 11 couples.
You are correct.
Oh, every
single person.
You gave us a clue. You said every word matters in a riddle, but I still couldn't get
that. I didn't know that.
Every single person.
The married couples, there were 11 of them, and they made it safely to shore. Good job.
That's good. Rhett, what's your question for us?
So I'm a huge fan of windmills that water livestock, that watered the West, made our westward expansion possible. So what is the most prolific company ever that made windmills? And I will tell you this, they still make them today. They started in Chicago in 1888, and they now make them in San Angelo, Texas. What is the name of that company?
I couldn't even give you a logical guess. I don't know any windmill companies.
Windmills are us.
Yeah. I'm going to say Acme, because I've watched that coyote buy so many things running from the Roadrunner, trying to get the Roadrunner. No, you know what? You can think of different products that you go, hey, this is pretty standard everywhere, but windmill.
Yeah, and I really like studying American history, but I've never come across that. Yeah.
So I haven't either. And I got to tell you, just like what Rhett was talking about, the contribution windmills, I just love to be traveling, you know, through the country or out west, see an old windmill out
beyond
the barbed wire fence. They really are. You think of that. It's real kind of nostalgic. All right, we're going to know after this.
Learn us something, Rhett.
What's the answer?
The company is the spell.
Oh, don't tell me happened. No.
Explanation.
Rhett
dropped off. All right, we're going to have to Google who made the most windmills, who's number one. It's not Camaro. It's not Mustang, Ford, or Chevy.
Don't worry, listeners. We're not going to leave you hanging. We're going to find out.
There's a windmill maker out there that helped tame the Wild West. Mm-hmm. All right, let's go back to the phones. Hey, sorry about that, Rhett. All of a sudden, you just dropped off our screen. Probably saying discouraging things about the upcoming election. Somebody pushed a button there. All right, let's go to Kenneth in Louisiana. Kenneth, how are you today?
Hey, I'm doing great.
Kenneth, now, Labor Day weekend, we talking hamburgers, hot dogs, ribs. What's happening at your house?
I'm headed to Jackson, Mississippi to help my son and daughter-in-law kind of redo their kitchen. And we're going to go stay at a new grandson, which is my grandson, new son. And we're going to go down there, spend time with them.
Oh, that's going to be.
She's a youth pastor down there.
Oh,
wonderful.
He also helps with the youth, helps her. And it's truly a blessing.
That's going
to
be a wonderful Labor Day weekend for you guys, for sure, with that new grandbaby.
Yes. You know, I was listening to Chris all ago, and I'm a retired MRI tech, and just brought tears to my eyes, and I don't know if he's listening. But,
amen. Sweet Olivia.
I was sitting in that chair and looking people's brains and bodies for 35 years.
Wow.
And the things I saw that I couldn't tell them, I would drop my head and just pray.
Good for you.
Because I knew their little lives was going to change. And God would give them strength to carry them on.
Well, thank you for your service there in the medical field. And I got to ask you, Kenneth, when you were looking at that screen, did you ever see a magnet in a cow? I got to know for my own self. Did you ever see a magnet in one of the stomachs of a bovine when you were sitting there behind that screen?
I'll tell you this. I saw a lot of different magnets, batteries, springs, things in people's bodies that I immediately had to get them out.
Yes, that's right.
You keep them in that magnet for too long, it could burn them. They never knew. They never knew they had that in them.
Hey, Kenneth, ask, answer, or do both, sir?
Do both.
Which one you want to answer?
The question, I've been busy packing, but what about the underwater hotel?
All right, that's a true or false question. Here's the question. And the Maldives, they've opened the world's first underwater hotel. Is that true or false, Kenneth?
Well, I was planning on a vacation once with my wife and everything, the islands and everything. You know how Google your phone after you talk about it with somebody?
Yeah, they listen to you.
Or you think about it.
They listen, and that's right. You know, that's your feed. And sure enough, I saw that they had that in the Regali Islands, or it's the Conrad Maldives Underwater Hotel.
Right. So what's your answer?
And, true.
It is 100% true.
What?
And he's right. It's the Conrad Hilton, I think, but it's the Maldives. And I pulled up a little thing on here because I was like him. I went to Google and see if this was legit. You have two stories. Above the water, living dining area, the world's first underwater hotel, two bedrooms and a bathroom with an ocean-facing tub, an outdoor deck with an infinity pool, private 24-hour butler. So that's kind of your speed, Jonathan. That'd be good for you to be able to go there. And then you make your way down the spiral staircase, and it's underwater, and it's all glass, master bedroom with a 180-degree curved dome.
What?
Floor to ceiling, you see all these fish and everything. Wow. Hey, and here's the best part. It starts at $9,999 a night. So, I mean, you'd want to stay two nights.
Yeah, just,
but at that price, you can request as many extra towels as you need.
Hey, Kenneth, can you stay on the line? Or did you have a question for us?
Yeah, I'll let y'all go. Try to get more fellas and women on there.
All right, you get back to packing. Congratulations on that grandbaby. Have a safe Labor Day weekend. Sounds like you're doing it right, making memories, spending time with family. God bless you. Thank you for listening to AFR.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast may not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.